Okay, our topic today is a question I get asked every Yontif just about, especially the big ones of Sukkot and Pesach, when guys here from are off from yeshiva and they're hanging out with their friends and their Israeli friends as well, and they want to know if I'm keeping 2 days of Yontif, so can my Israeli friend do a malacha for me? Can he give me a ride? Can he cook for me? Can he turn on lights for me? Lahavdil, can he turn on the TV for me? That's what they want to know. So our topic today is, what can a person from Chutz Laaretz who's in Eretz Yisrael and keeping Yontif Sheni, can he ask a person from Eretz Yisrael to do malacha for him? Before we do that, we're going to cover the topic of how many days of Yontif a person from Chutz Laaretz should be keeping in Eretz Yisrael, and that discussion is also going to influence the later question of asking the people from Eretz Yisrael to do malacha for you. So, how do we know when Yontif is? How does a chag begin? We have Rosh Chodesh, right? Back in the day, how did we find out when Rosh Chodesh was? So it took... Okay. As he said, it took witnesses to tell us about that they saw the new moon, and they would go and testify in the court, and then Beis Din had to send out messengers. And they either sent out messengers, or they would light a bonfire and mountain to mountain, they would light the next bonfire, and word spread. And that was the way that Rosh Chodesh was established for until about 1500, 1600 years ago. Then they established already the calendar. So we knew already 1500, 1600 years ago when Rosh Chodesh was. And because we knew when Rosh Chodesh was, therefore we knew when Sukkot was and when Pesach was. But during that time when everything was based on the witnesses and spreading the word, the people in Chutz Laaretz began observing 2 days of Yontif for the simple reason that they didn't know which day was the right day. But now they know. So why didn't that change anything? This question is already asked by the Gemara in Source 1. The Gemara in Beit Zadav Dalet Amud Bet says, V'hashta, diadinan v'kviya diyarcha, my time of dinan shayome. Now that we know when Rosh Chodesh is, so we know when Chag is, why are we still observing in Chutz Laaretz 2 days of Yontif? Mishum deshalchu mitam, because the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael sent us a message. He's haru ben minag avotecha miyadechem. Be careful. Minag avotenu biyadinu. We have to do that which our forefathers and those before us, our ancestors, did. And they all observed, when they were in Chutz Laaretz, they observed Yom Tov Sheni. So we must continue observing Yom Tov Sheni. Zimnin de gazru shamda va'atila kalkule. Could be, right now you have the calendar and you have a Mesorah and you can each tell each other when you'll spread the message. But it could be that there could be times when Jews will not be able to observe freely. And you will not be able to know when your calendar, where you are up to in your Jewish calendar. And so you're going to, again, have a suffix. So therefore, you should continue to keep 2 days of Yontif in Chutz Laaretz. So this is what we call Minag Avotenu Biyadenu. Despite the fact that we now know when Yontif is, even in Chutz Laaretz, even to this day in Chutz Laaretz, we still keep 2 days of Yontif. So the question about whether to keep that second day when visiting Eretz Yisrael, we have to also discuss Source 2. The Gemara Msachim, the Mishnah Msachim, tells us the following. Makom shenagu lasot malacha ba'arvei psachim ad chatzot, osin. Makom shenagu shelo lasot ein osin. This is one of a few different types of times we have this concept in the Gemara, but there are. This is one of the examples. Another could be about doing malacha on, say, Tisha B'Av, or I guess on many other times that we have different minhagim in different communities. But this is one of the times that the Mishnah says there are people who have their community minhag allows them to do work on Erev Pesach. And there are communities where they forbade one to do work on Erev Pesach. So let's say you are from a community where you are allowed to do work on Erev Pesach, and you go to a place where they don't do work on Erev Pesach. Are you allowed to do work? That is the Mishnah's question. Haholech mimakom she'osin, lemakom she'enosin, or vice versa. O mimakom she'enosin, lemakom she'osin, notnin alav chumrei makom she'yatza misham, v'chumrei makom she'halach l'sham. You have to follow the stringencies of both places. So if you're from somewhere that allows work and you're there, you can work. But if you're from somewhere that allows work and you visit somewhere that doesn't allow work, you can't start working on Erev Yom Tov and be like, where I come from, this is allowed. No, everybody where you are is nohag not to work on Erev Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to begin working on Erev Yom Tov just because you come from that other place. So this is called Minhag HaMakom Shehalach Misham, Minhag HaMakom Shehalach L'sham. You have to keep the stringencies of both places. This is the standard rule. It applies in many different situations. It may even apply in areas like Hilchot Kashrut. My community allows this type of food. I'm visiting a community that doesn't. So can I eat some this food in that community where they consider this food to be not kosher? So you can say, and there are many poskim who say in such a case, that no, you're not allowed to. In your community, you're allowed to eat that, but not in his community. Question.
According to this source, with someone who lives in Israel and going to visit the Chul, would they have to keep 2 days?
So you're jumping the gun a little bit, but the answer is that whether or not they would have to keep 2 days, we're going to clarify, they wouldn't be allowed to do malacha in front of other people on the second day is clear. Okay, that's clear. Everyone else isn't allowed to do malacha, and you're going to come and do malacha, that would not be allowed. Okay? Whether or not you should serve as the shliach tzibur when it's not yantar for you is another discussion. And one we'll touch on today, but not fully cover today. But certainly, that applies to the Ben Eretz Yisrael as well.
But is that for the reason of this Gemara, or is that for like a different reason for like Derek or something? You wouldn't want to do malacha in front of something.
Well, the last line of this Gemara says, "Va'al yishane adam ipnei machloket." You cannot deviate from the local custom because it's going to cause a fight. Or even if it doesn't cause a fight, it's not nice, it's not polite, like you're saying. Okay? But either way, the person from Eretz Yisrael visiting Chutz La'aretz cannot certainly publicly do malacha on the second day. There's some who allow it, bitzina. There's some who allow various different things, but the general rule definitely does apply, even if the person from Eretz Yisrael visiting Chutz La'aretz. Yes?
There's a specific community in Sydney that brings in Shabbos early. Like, when you go there, they have, like, 30 minutes before the 80 minutes starts, they have, like, light candles, like, every week. So does that mean that if you're going there for Shabbos, then it's usher to Malacha after that community?
Like, is that the only place to daven?
No, as in, like, it's not that. It's very short, it's very
Yeah, so in that community, there's no shul that has it at the regular time?
Not sure if there's shul that has it at the regular time. I'm not sure.
Okay, because, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chata deals with such situations where there are communities where that take in Shabbos a certain amount early. And if that's the shul there, the only shul there, so you visiting that place, even though you know Shabbos comes in a little bit later where you're from, you are not allowed to do malacha because it goes by where the community does it. That's already a question of Kabbalah Shabbos, that Kabbalah Shabbos goes by when the community accepts it. But like here in Alon Shvut, we have multiple shuls, and there's an early Shabbos and a regular Shabbos. So somebody, the shul, 20 people go and make early Shabbos, it doesn't make the rest of us as a malacha. We're all allowed to do regular Shabbos. Why? Because the shul still does regular Shabbos. But what if we indeed lived in a small community where everybody in this community accepted early Shabbos? And you decide to visit, and you look up at the sun, and you're like, the sun's still out, it's not Shabbos yet. So you wouldn't allow, if the whole community accepted Shabbos, you can't start driving there. Okay? That's a real halacha. It's only nominally related to our topic today, because we're dealing with about a minog, a makom of one place, minog, makom of another place. That's a din of Kabbalah Shabbos of a town being koveya, how it goes. Okay? So our question now is, does this Mishnah's idea apply to the person visiting from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael? Because if we say you have to follow the chumros of the makom that you left, that means that everybody, I'm from New York, everybody in New York is keeping Yontif today, but here I'm visiting Eretz Yisrael, they're not keeping Yontif today. They're doing malacha l'chachilo and mutter beheter. So why do I have to follow what my family is doing in New York, what my community is doing in New York, right now while I'm here in Eretz Yisrael? In other words, does this rule apply to my stay here in Eretz Yisrael, that I'm considered being from a community in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore I have to follow their rules even while I'm here in Eretz Yisrael? And there, here we have a few different views. The first source 3, is Shut Avkat Rochel. It was written by a man named Rav Yosef Cairo. You've heard of him. What else did he write? Shulchan Aruch. Excellent. So this is a response that he wrote. Shudav Rochel, he writes, Achein Maisim b'chol yom b'chol shana v'shana olim n'shalosh ergalim mechutz la'aretz la'aretz v'osim yom sheni shal galiot k'tikunav u'kimishbatav b'chutz la'aretz. People visiting Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz, they're here for Yontif. They do the full second day Yontif. They daven like it's second day Yontif. They don't do malacha like it's second day Yontif. And in his tshuva, if you read it, he's really answering the question, why is it that they're allowed to daven Chutz La'aretz stuff, meaning they're going to say Kiddush, and they're going to have challah and the special laning and everything else they're doing. And here in Eretz Yisrael, it's not that. And why isn't that a problem in the seaboard? That's his tshuva. Less of our topic right now, but the important line is, he says, 2 days. That's indeed his psak. Mishnah Brura, source 4, says, Ben Chutzlar Shabbal Eretz Yisrael, Emdaita Lachzol Mekomo, Tzarech Lasot Shnei Yamim Yom Tov. Somebody from Chutzlar comes to Eretz Yisrael, he's planning on returning, meaning he's not somebody who's making Aliyah, he's just visiting Eretz Yisrael, he needs to do 2 days of Yom Tov. Etc. The Chutz La'aretz davening that he wants to do, he shouldn't do in public. That's indeed the psak of the Mishnah Brura. There's different views on that as well. I said that was the topic of source 3 that I cut out. Well, how to do the davening? The Shulchan Aruch seems to say, the Mechaber and Avkad Rochel says that they can do that davening. That's been the minog, and many gedolim watched this happen, and they didn't say anything about it. So he says that standard, the Mishnah Brura follows the other psak that says that you should only daven the Chutz La'aretz stuff in private. But this is number one. We know a rule that says I have to keep the minhag of Chutz La'aretz, I have to keep the minhag of my hometown even when I'm visiting somewhere else. Does that apply to the question of Yom Tov Sheni? And the Mechaber here in Shut Avkat Rochel says yes. Noah.
Surely that's the middle point, as in, surely Rishonim. We just saw a Mishnah and a Gemara that says that you follow the custom of the place you're in. So how do we get from there to the 1600s or the 1500s where they say, no, you don't follow the custom of the place you're in?
Who said that? Who said to follow the custom of the place you're in? The Mishnah said to follow your old custom even in the place you're in, according to the stringencies of both. The Mishnah source 2 says, if I go somewhere where they don't work, where they work on an Erev Yontif, and I come from somewhere where they don't work on Erev Yontif, I'm still not allowed to work on Erev Yontif. Source 2 says, I come from New York. I come from town A. Forget Israel. Okay, I come from town A in New York, and I visit town B in New York. I go from town A in Australia and visit town B in Australia. In town A in Australia, they don't work on Erev Yontif. Town B, they do work on Erev Yontif. I go from town A to town B. I am still not allowed to work on Erev Yontif because I come from town A, where we don't work on Erev Yontif.
So what if you sit around and you came from town A, which does work on Erev Yontif, and you went to town B, which doesn't?
So you're not allowed to work because you're in a town where they don't work at Erev Yom Tov.
Stringency, that's what it says.
Stringencies of both.
It says the stringency.
Either from a place where they do to where they don't, or from a place where they don't to where they do. You have both the stringencies of the place you left, and the stringencies of the place you are. Yes.
Is there an obvious kasha in the Gemara?
Which is?
The verse says you should keep the stringencies of the place that you the place that you are or the place you're going to go. And then it says you're not allowed to deviate from the custom of the place you're in.
Yeah.
So if you come from a place where you don't work, you get a place where you do work, and you're tough but not working, then you're not following the customs of the place you're in.
So the Gemara asks such a question, and somebody not working in a place where they work isn't recognizable because there are a lot of unemployed people.
But then if it's something that is recognizable, if, for example, you do, I don't know.
So that's what we're going to discuss, sort of Yoni's question before about the Ben Eretz Yisrael visiting Chutz Laaretz, when he doesn't do hakafos on the Simchas Torah, because he did it all on Shmini Atzeret, so everybody's going to know he's not keeping Yontif. So maybe that's a discussion about what he should do in the public eye. Okay?
That's different from the public eye, because this is referring to, as in that you could argue that he's being makel, because the makel is like makel to not keep the second day. But
the chumras and kulas both ways. If you don't keep the second day, that means if I tell you to keep 2 days of yontif, that means you're not putting on tefillin, right? So you're missing out on the mitzvah of tefillin, or you're gaining the mitzvah of doing halal and kriyas Torah and everything of yontif and making kiddush. So there's both ways. You can't tell me one is a kula, one is, meaning there's chumras and kulas for both sides.
So what the guy, according to the Mishnah, he has to come to the place where they do work and
not work.
So no, he doesn't. And not work. So if you take it to the other case, then you'd have to come to Israel, and if you would just go by the mission, you'd have to come to Israel, keep second day yontif, but put on tefillin?
No.
Why not?
Because you're
the strangers in both places.
We're going to get to that question. That's a third view. But in this one is, you come from a place where it's yontif, you still have to keep yontif. Okay? For them, it's not yontif, so they cannot keep yontif. But for you, it's still yontif. Okay? That's view number one. Yes?
So we don't learn min hagamakom from. Is that a concept, or did I make that up? Is that a halachic concept?
It's a concept of min hagamakom.
So, but we don't learn that from you, because it was min hagamakom, and you went and you lived in no work, and you moved to work, you still can't work, so it's not min hagamakom.
It's min hagamakom. You follow your min hagamakom. If you moved there, you get to follow that min hagamakom. You're visiting it, so you still follow your own min hagamakom too.
What do we define as visiting?
So one thing the Gemara says in the next daf is Daito Lachzor. Do you plan on returning?
What happens if you plan on returning for good again? In terms of...
Right, so that's a whole discussion. So how long? If I'm going for a year, 2 years, 3 years. One of the tshuvas we're going to discuss today is guys coming to Israel for the year. They're not just here for Yontif, they're here for a year. They're here for 2 years. Shana Aleph, Shana Bet. So that's part of the discussion. But overall, the people who live here have one minhag. The people who live there have a different minhag. And those two aren't the same. And you're visiting, and you want to know, do I follow this place's minhag or my minhag? And the Shulchan Aruch's answer, and Shud Avkat Rochel, is you have to keep 2 days of yontif. Okay? Yes, Yoni.
This is a bit off topic. Sorry. Does this also apply to Ashkenazi Gronis or anything and vice versa? That's not really a matter of...
I'm sure it's related to that, meaning there's certain things like that you're supposed to follow where you're doing, and there's certain things that you keep up your own.
But in that regard, it's not really related to chumrah, rather it's related to just different...
There's minhag. Not everything's about chumrah. Sometimes there's just two minhagim.
No, I'm saying, is this Gemara...
It could be related to minhagim as well. Correct. Okay. Fine. So that was answer number one. Answer number two is the Shuk Chacham Tzvi in source 5. Chacham Tzvi is Rav Tzvi Ashkenazi. And he disagrees with Rav Yosef Cairo. He says, Shalda b'nei chutz laretz olim laretz Yisrael derech harai. They're visiting. Heyach yinaheg b'shlosh regalim im k'nei meir Yisrael o k'nei chutz laretz. Do they keep 1 day or 2 days? Tshuva nira elyon yudaiti d'tzrichim heim l'yidnaheg b'nyanei ha-mo'odin k'echat b'nei Eretz Yisrael ha-toshavim. When in Rome, do like a Roman. You are in Eretz Yisrael, you follow the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ein ze bechlal chumri makom shiyatza misham lo mi bayit tefilot ala filu b'malach matar mehem. And the Mishnah in source 2 doesn't apply here. Why doesn't it apply here? Lo amrina non lo chumri makom shiyatza misham ela bechumra shirishayim b'nei hamakom shiyatza misham linhog chumratam b'makom hanoagin kula afim yikvu diratam b'makom alaz. I can only say that that Mishnah applies where if I were to move here, it could still apply. As in, if I am from somewhere that doesn't work on Erev Yontif, and I go somewhere that does work on Yontif, so when I move there, I can still not work on Erev Yontif. So I can say that that minhag applies. But somebody coming from Chutz Laaretz, keeping 2 days of Yontif, if he moves to Eretz Yisrael and keeps 2 days of Yontif, there's a problem. What's that problem? Bal Tosif. If you sit in a sukkah right now, you're violating Bal Tosif. There's, meaning, if you're just in the sukkah because it's comfortable, whatever, then you know we can find ways to allow you to sit in a little hut outside. But if you're sitting in a l'shem sukkah, that is a violation of adding on to the mitzvah of sukkahs. The mitzvah of sukkahs is to sit in a sukkah for 7 days. You are sitting in it for some other reason. That's not the mitzvah. That's Bal Tosif. So it says the Chacham Tzvi, only if when you move there you can continue that minhag, can you consider that minhag amakom shahalach misham. Aval v'davar she'ilu bo b'nei amakom achumra l'makom akula. V'kavu diratam bo hayu asurin linho chumratam bazeh lo amru. And I, in source 1, we said, be careful, you have your parents' minhag. Minhag avotenu is to do 2 days of yantif. That whole idea of minhag avotenu biyadenu was, it's minhag avotenu to do so in Chutz Laaretz. Not minhag avotenu to do so when we're visiting Eretz Yisrael. So the Chacham Tzvi says, if you're in Eretz Yisrael for Yontif, you keep 1 day of Yontif. Okay, so Ben Chutz Laaretz in Eretz Yisrael for Yontif, how many days should he keep? According to the Shulchan Aruch, in his Shud Avkar Rochel, he says 2 days. According to the Chacham Tzvi, 1 day. Okay, that's two views. There's a third view, known as half.
1.5.
1.5. Okay, good. Now, it is a misnomer. It is not 1.5 days. It just got nicknamed 1.5 days. My sister told me, and I've heard it from others as well, that girls that she knew in her seminary heard about the shita that we refer to as 1.5, and they decided that was the way to go as some kind of compromise. And they kept the second day of Yantif until Chatzot. Okay? So it's a misnomer. Be very careful with that. It is not 1.5 days. What is it? So let's start with a little bit of background information. Rav Lichtenstein Zatal, I once asked him a series of questions, or multiple times, because it kept coming up, on the day and a half Shita. And he told me the historical background behind it is the following. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal once tried to become the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. He applied and he came to visit Eretz Yisrael and interview for the job. And when he came, I think it was 1935, he came for Shavuos. And Shavuos was Friday Shabbos. And his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, told him that had it not been Shabbos, let me tell you what you should have done about the second day Yontif. You should have not done Melacha, but it doesn't have Kedushat Hayom. And what that means is, you don't make Kiddush. You don't have the special davening. You don't have Laning and Hallel and everything that we have on Yontif. It's a regular day, except you're not doing Melacha. There's Isser Malacha, don't do Malacha, because it might be Yantav for you, because Yantav Sheni. But don't observe Yantav Sheni, don't do all the positive mitzvah Aseh of the Yom, because we know it's not Yantav. Clear? That's his background for this. Already a question?
Would that also be the issue of like the grizz and the plane?
I don't know.
Because they're like the same family.
Could be. But so Rav Lichtenstein, when Talmidim here asked him how many days of Yom Tov should they be keeping while they visit here in Eretz Yisrael, he used to tell them this shita, as in, you do one day of Yom Tov like the Israelis, the second day isn't Yom Tov for you, you don't have a second Seder, you don't make Kiddush, you don't have special laning davening, if it's like an 8-day Pesach, so then you would put on tefillin.
Would you eat chametz?
I think that would go with the Isser. I still wouldn't, meaning for those keeping day and a half for the 8-day Pesach. That's a good question. But at the same time, that day you don't do malacha. And the same too for the second day of Pesach and the second day of Sukkot and Simchas Torah, that's after Shemini Atzeret. So you act like the people around you, but you are not doing malacha. Yes.
Is the person allowed to change from Friday year to Lucky Day for a year? And that would go from keeping 2 days to keeping one?
Because he decides to stay?
No, because
he wants to just change his psak? Why did he keep 2 days in the first one?
Because
did he get a psak?
Because he was never making aliyah and now he might have changed his mind.
If you're making aliyah, so then you keep one day.
No. If
you're here and you, like, if you're in it, are you in it for the long run? Well, hold on. Are you leaning on this? Otherwise,
am I leaning?
Lenient. This is a big question, Ralph.
Somebody who got a psak to keep 2 days should keep 2 days. Somebody got a psak to keep 1 day should keep 1 day. Somebody who got a psak to keep a day and a half should keep a day and a half. You follow the psak you got.
Even if
you were told to keep 2 days, I could see a person changing if the circumstances change, as in, I came, thought I was returning to Chutz La'aretz, so I keep 2 days. Now I think I'm making Aliyah, so I keep 1 day. That's allowed to change. Your psak shouldn't change just because...
If your rabbi changed.
What?
If your rabbi changed.
If your rabbi changed. Okay, so you ask your new rabbi.
Right.
Your new rabbi is allowed to give you a new psak. Okay. It's pretty standard in this yeshiva that when they... I think most of the Rambam answer that... Rav Amital used to tell guys to keep 1 day, and Rav Lichtenstein used to tell guys to keep a day and a half. But then you say, which one should I do? And you say, Rav Amital told guys to keep 1 day, and Rav Lichtenstein told guys to do a day and a half. And you say, so which one do you recommend? And they would say, Rav Amital told guys to keep 1 day, and Rav Lichtenstein told guys to keep a day and a half. And I got that answer from like 5-6 different Ramim, so that is...
The worst best thing?
Yeah.
You go up to your rabbi and say, should I keep 1 day or 2 days? And he responds, ask your rabbi.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
Fine. So let us see a little bit more on this topic. And
so you're allowed to change. How are you allowed to?
I don't think a person can just like ask around different rabbis in order to get the answer you want. I think that's dishonest and it's probably not so good halachically. That, you know, you ask one rabbi something's usher, and you find a rabbi says mutter, go, okay, now my psak is that it's mutter. That's not something that we do in halacha.
What I'm saying is, if you kept 1 day Pesach,
yeah,
can you still keep one? If you kept 2 days Pesach, can you not keep 1 day Pesach? 1 day Sukkot?
Just because you kept two days?
If you kept 2 days Pesach, and now you want to keep...
I don't think the fact that you kept 2 days of Pesach is mechayev you to keep 1 day of Sukkot.
Oh,
but your psak to keep 2 days of Pesach is because you're a Ben Chutz La'aretz, and a Ben Chutz La'aretz visiting Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be keeping 2 days, because I paskin like the Avkad Rochel, the Shulchan Aruch, and that's still your psak, so you should be keeping 2 days on Sukkot. Meaning, I don't know why one has to do with the other. The fact that you kept two on Pesach has nothing to make you keep one day on Sukkot. The fact that your psak is to keep 2 days on one could mean that your psak is to keep 2 days on the other. I've heard such a shita. I've known people who've gotten that psak from their rabbi. And if you're here for all three more days, that would allow. Yes. Okay. Fine. The source 6, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, is actually Minach Chabad, is like the Shulchan Chacham Tzvi, that B'nai Chutz La'aretz visiting Eretz Yisrael, even though they're planning on returning, Ava Pisha Daitan Lachzor, En Otsin Ele Yom Echad Ki B'nai Eretz Yisrael, they do 1 day, V'yesh Cholkin, and he does mention that those disagree. What? Source 6.
Shulchan Aruch
Harav. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch Harav. Chabad.
Keep 1 day.
He says, keep 1 day, though he mentions Yesh Cholkin. Okay. Source 7 is Rav Avadji Yosef.
So Rav Soloveitchik would have held 1.5.
I don't know what the Rav held. I know what Rav Lichtenstein told me he held. I never asked the Rav.
Okay.
He told me this story from the Rav and told me his tzak. Meaning his Rav Lichtenstein tzak. I don't know what the Rav told people. I'm sure he also told people lots of different things in lots of different contexts because, you know, different circumstances. So I cannot tell you a psak of the Rav. He didn't write one that I saw, and I never spoke to him. I know what Rav Lichtenstein told us multiple times, time and time again. Okay, and I'm going to clarify a few more points that he made on different topics when we get to that. Okay. I mentioned that the Gemara, after source 2, says that when is it that you have to keep the minhag or the halacha of the place you left, even though you're visiting a new place? That is when daito lachzor, when you plan to return to the other place. So, how do we define daito lachzor? Would a person, a yeshiva student, visiting Eretz Yisrael here for the year, be considered daito lachzor? So in source 7, Rav Avadji Yosef discusses that topic. Rav Avadji Yosef, Shut Yabia Omer, Chilek Vav, or Chaim Siman Mem. Nishal Yodot Bachorim Rabakim, single boys. Shalom Michutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael, Lumo Torah, Memeshach Kufa Shal Shana Yoter. They came to Israel to learn for a year or more. V'daitam Lachzor L'chutz Laretz, but they still plan on returning overseas. Ma Dinam Ne'inyan Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goliath. What should they do for Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goliath? Should they do 2 days or not? There's a machloket. One hand we have Shulchan Chacham Tzvi, source 5, who says they should do like Eretz Yisrael and keep 1 day. On the other hand, Ulam, Maran, Hakadosh, and those who know the esteemed Rabbi Avadja has from the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's Shulchan Karochal. So it's a machloket whether you put the key 1 day or 2 days. He does not mention this unique day and a half sheet, or what we call the day and a half sheet. What, I'm sorry?
There was the second
of Shulchan. And Shulchan Karocha, he says Rav Yosef Cairo. Okay. So we have a machloket. Hadar, and then he has a long tshuva discussing all sorts of points and listing 20 poskim on each side of the debate. Hadar anvin the nidon nidan. Now let's get back to our topic. Kehena mecha magin Avram hochiach mishor midivrei maril shebacharim habayim lo molded kufa shel shtayim v'shalosh shanim. If they come for 2-3 years, mikrei daita lachzor. They are still considered people planning on returning. What? Magin Avram says that. Says in the name of the Mahariel. V'nonin aleim chomrei makom sheyatzu misham. So they still have to keep their minhag from back home. V'imkein lichora yesh lomar she'al ha'bachorim ha'olim le'eretz Yisrael v'tkufat limud shel shnatayim shaloshanim. People coming to our yeshiva who tend to come for 2-3 years linhog shnei yamim tovim shel galiot kiminhag ha'bachol. They should keep 2 days of yantiv just like they did in Chutz La'aretz. However, Ulam e'achar she'ra'inu la chacham tzvi ba'ashol l'meishiv ba'am rizalman b'shulchan arach, that shulchan arach harav that we saw in source 6, the meaning both for the mitzvah ayom and for the malacha, meaning both for tefillah and malacha. Nayi de lo kaima lan hachi leinyan bali batim shalu leretz yisotai de masor. Though we don't paskin like the Chacham Tzvi and the Shulchan Aruch Harav for a family who's going back to Chutz Laretz and they're having to visit Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, they should still be keeping two days. Mikom akom b'bachurim rivakim, single boys, miha efshar shetialem hizdamnu lichatim Eretz Yisrael v'shakei v'aretz. Since while they're here in Eretz Yisrael, they might meet a lovely young lady and decide to get married and live here and stay here. Such a person can indeed keep one day of Yontif following the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael. That's his own logic. Maskana de Dina, Shabachar Ola Eretz Yisrael, Huat Zma'i, She'ino Someh Adar Harav, Aho Pisha Daita Lassod Chutz Aretz, Yesh Lassod Yom Tov Echad Bilvad. You come here and you are not being supported by your parents, you should keep one day. Even if you plan on going back, Sheyesh Lekavot, because we hope, Sheyimsa Isha V'yikvot Diratov Eretz Yisrael, we hope you get married and stay. Aval Kisha Omer, Shedaita Someched Alav V'Imo, Laksu Lechutz Laretz, Yaseh Shnei Yamin Tovim. But if he says, no, my parents are supporting me, and they call the shots, and they say, I have to go back, so he should be doing 2 days of Yom Tov. Mikol Makom, such a person, if you have a conversation with him, Nachon lehodio, you should inform him of the following. Shigamim musomech v'derech alav dar horav, even if he tends to rely on them. Im tizdamin lo bat zog matima, imor v'matan, v'oven shiuchal yisadar v'eretz Yisrael. You find a nice, lovely lady. And in fact, she is financially independent or her parents will support her. And you can stay here in Eretz Yisrael and live with her happily ever after. Afilu yinagdu horav, even if your parents disagree. Shurat hadin she'enu tzarech lishmo lehem. By the way, you don't have to listen to your parents and go back to Chutz Laretz. You can stay here in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitzvot elu pru ravu v'yishivat Eretz Yisrael chashuvot yoter mitzvot kibud av v'eim. Because the mitzvah of starting your family and living in Eretz Yisrael is more important than listening to your parents requiring you to go back to Chutz Laretz. Uche Torah yaseh and follow the Torah. Va'az im yishtachneya, and he is convinced. In other words, he says, right now I plan on going back to Chutz Laretz. But if I happen to meet the right woman, maybe I would stay. Then such a person, yesh lehorot lo shiase yom tov echad bilvad. Such a bachur, you can tell him he could keep one day. Ava, in yanesh v'chol zo lo yenenu libo lazov et horav. He says, no, I can't do that to my parents. I would definitely go back if they told me to. Whatever they say he does, as yeshlo lohorolo lasot shnei yamim tovim kemina chutzar. So Rav Avadya says such a person still has to keep 2 days of yontif here in Eretz Yisrael. Source 8, Igra Moshe. And your assumption is that anything in the Ten Commandments is the most important?
Yes.
Okay, so don't make that assumption.
So then by virtue of the lack of must be.
Oh, it must be.
That's not how it works.
Can you place your hands on him and give him Smith now?
How can it rock you though, right? Is it by that logic?
Those were the mitzvot we needed then at Har Sinai. That doesn't make it the most. So then, what makes those special?
The fact that they're the 10 most important.
Who said?
What makes them special then?
Because there were 10 that we got then out loud.
Well, we got all of them out there now. We didn't get all of them. We got them in the next 80 days. We got all of them there.
Not only in the next 80 days. We got them by until the end of the Torah. Another 40 years.
So what?
We accepted the Torah at Har Sinai, but we didn't get everything delivered to us at Har Sinai. Those are the 10 that were delivered to us at Har Sinai.
You don't think that you think that they are by virtue of the fact that they take ones that doesn't make them the most important.
Correct.
Just the fact that the first.
In fact, the Rambam says that when we lay in the 10 commandments in shul, you're not allowed to stand because there are people who think that the 10 commandments are the most important, And if you stand for them, you're going to give them credence. And those people sometimes think, because those are the most important, those are the only ones, or the other ones aren't as important, so we can let them slide. And he says, therefore, don't stand when they read the Ten Commandments in shul, because you're going to lead people to think the Ten Commandments are the most important.
That sounds like what you just said. The reason he says don't stand is because you might say, okay, these are important, these aren't, otherwise it's fine. But his reason might be...
But he's saying that they're all equally as important. They're not the most important.
Also, the field of kibbutz aim isn't just to listen and do whatever your parents tell you to.
That's
it's
also true.
But
it's not to not go. As in what about the thing?
So what they're saying to you, we also have a rule about kibbutz aim, that when they tell you to violate something from the Torah, you don't have to listen. That part you know? So they're telling you to leave Eretz Yisrael. You've done a bittul aseh. You've not fulfilled her request.
You haven't.
Because you didn't get her the double cappuccino.
No, I'm saying, but that's not
kibbutz av ha'em is a mitzvah aseh. When you get her the double cappuccino, you will have fulfilled kibbutz av ha'em.
Well, for example, if your parent tells you, like, be a lawyer and you want to be a doctor, then by you being a doctor, like, you're allowed to be a doctor as well. This is exactly the same.
Your parents are saying, come back to Chutz La'aretz, and you're saying, no, I'm going to stay here. I agree that your parents shouldn't tell you not to live in Eretz Yisrael. Source 8. Igros Moshe. I'm not mocking your question. I'm saying that we have multiple rules in Judaism, and sometimes there's a hierarchy of them, or a when some of them outnumber the other. You being able to get married and stay and live here in Eretz Yisrael is very important. You honoring your parents is also very important. Rav Avadya says that those two trump that one.
Any of the mitzvot counts, or something around them? Any of the mitzvot counts put? Any of them listed in order of importance?
Are any of them listed in order of importance? Well, we know certain things are doch hapikuach nefesh and not others.
Yeah, it's like the chinuch and the rabbi aren't. The chinuch is listed in order of importance, and the rabbi doesn't mention living in Eretz Yisrael. Any of the other sefer mitzvot
list living in Eretz Yisrael?
Yes.
List in order of importance? No. Because that's also a yisod we have that we don't know. Lo tehei mitzvah kalabei necha. Right? The Mishnah Pirkei Avot says, don't let a light mitzvah be light in your mind. And we don't know what the mitzvah kalot and chamurot are, though the Rambam in his Perish Mishnayot of Pirkei Avot says the mitzvah kalot there is speaking Hebrew. He says, don't even let the mitzvah speaking Hebrew be light in your mind. So we don't know sometimes what the mitzvah chamurot and kalot are. Sometimes we have a general feeling for certain ones of them, but not for others. Which is why the Pirkei Avot says, don't let it, you know, because you don't know why that this mitzvah is worth more than that one. That's what the Mishnah Pirkei Avot says. So therefore, we can't do a hierarchy of all mitzvah. But sometimes we have certain overarching mitzvah, meaning mitzvah that apply all the time, mitzvah apply that to your body, mitzvah that only you can do as opposed to other people, and therefore we'll say mitzvah bo yoter mi bishlucho, or osek b'mitzvah pater min mitzvah, meaning we have a lot of rules about how to decide which mitzvah to keep when we have two mitzvahs that meet. Like, ase docha lo tase. If the only way for you to do this mitzvah is to violate that mitzvah, we'll allow you to do this mitzvah. So we have a lot of rules about how to, you know, classify and prioritize. But we don't really have a hierarchy in terms of this is a more important mitzvah, that's a less important mitzvah. And specifically, we don't have a rule, according to most, that Aseret HaDibrot are more important than the rest.
So what do you say objectively? Yeshuva Aretz is more important than Kibbutz Lev HaEim.
A person getting married and Yeshuva Aretz Yisrael is more important than Kibbutz Lev HaEim.
In this context.
As in, he can stay and get married and live in Eretz Yisrael, or he can go back to Chutz La'aretz per his parents' request, and he says those two beat that one.
What if it's just the one?
I don't know. I can't be B'dayik. All I can know is what he said here.
Were your parents already booked your flight?
So.
Source 8.
We have to get going. We have a few more minutes. Okay. Source 8. Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, was asked a reverse question. Bachor shenasam mechutzaretz Yisrael lamed. He went from chutzaretz to Yisrael to learn. And his parents are still supporting him. Now he's coming back to chutzaretz. The davar masha hita baretz Yisrael b'yishiva shaloshanim. You learned there 3 years. You're back here in chutzaretz. You plan to return to Eretz Yisrael. You want to make aliyah. You're not 100% sure. You might be pretty sure. It is clear to me that even while you forget, while you're here right now, even while you were in Eretz Yisrael, you had a din ben chutz laretz. Students learning in yeshiva are considered people planning to return to chutz laretz, even they plan to stay shana alef, shana bet, and shana gimel. And even though you decided to stay and live there, America, as long as you are single and your parents live here. As we can see, look, you're back here. Shabbat lekan b'chazara, v'lo yadu lecha legamrei telech l'Eretz Yisrael b'karov l'ishtakeh. You don't even know for sure that you're returning there. And the Shari Tshuva says, Pashto Rosh Yasek Eretz Yisrael. So the Shari Tshuva apparently paskins like the Chacham Tzvi that you're supposed to do one day. Hudavka bebachor she'ein lo shum kesher in chutz laretz. That's talking about a bachur who moved there and now has no connection to chutz laretz. I.e., either a shav sheyesh lo horim eino somech al shulchanam, he's financially independent. Oshe skimo horav she's the keir of Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, he has parents who want him to make aliyah. Ve'en yishalchu parnasatol l'sham, or they'll support him there. Of a bachur sheyesh lo keshen horav she'en lo haskama kazome horav. Vayav Eretz Yisrael v'lo dira kavua, but somebody just in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have his own apartment. He just lives in the dorms. As long as he never got married to some nice Israeli girl, or some even chutz laretz girl, but planned to stay and live there in Eretz Yisrael, then he can be considered a ben Eretz Yisrael. Without that, you are considered ben chutz laretz, and you should be keeping 2 days of yantiv. That is what Igros Moshe said. So that is the first part of this year. How many days does a person visiting Eretz Yisrael keep in Eretz Yisrael? We saw a view of one, we saw a view of two, we mentioned a view of what we call 1.5, which isn't 1.5, and we saw the discussion of what is considered Daito Lachzor, as in, is a guy in yeshiva for a year? I'm planning on being here a whole year. I plan on staying Shana Bet already. Now I know I'm here 2 years. So can I now be considered a Ben Eretz Yisrael? So without getting into what you should have done in the first question, maybe you could have kept 1 day in the first place if you paskin like the Chacham Tzvi or Rav Amital that we said. But assuming that you paskin like the Avkad Rocha, like the Mechaber, like the Shulchan Aruch, and you kept 2 days, so now I'm planning on staying in Eretz Yisrael another year, can I do it? So the Igros Moshe and the Rav Avadja are mechalik between a person really planning on staying. And Rav Avadja is even willing to consider the following. He said, if you told a guy, hey, if you were to meet a girl, would you stay here in Eretz Yisrael in such a circumstance? And the guy says yes to that, he says you could keep 1 day. But if you say, if you met a girl and your parents had come back, would you still go back? And he says, and you know you can stay, but he decides, yes, I would go back anyway, then he should keep 2 days. Okay, so that is the Avdara of Daito Lachzor. Daito Lachzor is, even if you plan to go back, but you're, says Rav Avadja, you're open to the possibility of staying, if things were to work out, if the chips fall into place in such a circumstance, so then you can be considered Ben Eretz Yisrael and be allowed to keep 1 day. Any questions on the first part before we get to asking an Israeli to do malacha for us? Yes.
He's basically saying that unless you have to keep 2 days, unless you are in Israel,
planning to stay
and financially independent.
Yes, because if your parents are supporting you and you're not financially independent, And then they say, come back, we are not going to support you, you have to come back. At which point you have the option of saying, okay, I'll go find a job and become financially independent. But right now, until you make that step, you are considered a Ben Chutz La'aretz.
Yes?
Get to the crux of what everyone wants to do. If you were in the opposition, what would you have done? Or what would you do?
He's asking you to pass it.
If you were...
When I was in Shanaal, I kept a day and a half, like Rav Lichtenstein. Is that your question?
Yes.
Okay. Then when I was Shanaal, I planned to join the army, and I did the army. So during that time, I kept one. Because I was planning on staying.
Did you stay for... Separate question, did you stay after the army?
I stayed another year. Then I was planning on going back. Already my last Shavuos here, I kept a day and a half because I was going back to Chutz La'aretz. Okay? So I did change from 1.5 to 1, but with a reason. It was a while I was planning on staying, so then it was 1 day.
It's clear that it's a change of circumstances.
Change of circumstance isn't the same as shopping around for my favorite side. Okay? Yes, Eli.
Well, if you're financially dependent on your parents, your parents have told you that they don't mind. Like, how long you stay in Israel? Sure. Like, you're still financially dependent on your parents, so technically, your parents.
So, that the Igros Moshe said that part's okay. He says, Sha'av Shiesh Lahorim, Eno Somech Al Shulchanam, O Sheeskimu Horav Shishtakeh Beretz Yisrael, Veim Shlechu Parnasatul Lisham. Or they're okay with you staying there, and they'll still support you. He says, then you're considered Ben Eretz Yisrael too. He's okay with that. As long as you have this option of being able to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Either because you can, because you're financially independent, or because you can, because your parents are okay with it, then you consider better to sell. And then he says, then you can keep 1 day also. Okay? Fine. So now comes our question. I'm here keeping 2 days, and I'll also discuss I'm here keeping 1 day, 1.5 days. If you keep 1 day, there's no question, right? If you keep 1 day, it's only 1 day yantar for you, there's no discussion. But I'm here keeping 2 days, or I'm here keeping 1.5 days, my Israeli friend, or my Chutz La'aretz friend is following the other psak and keeping 1 day, can I ask them to do malacha for me? And for that, we'll begin with source 9, Shut Minchas Asher. Who's the Shut Minchas Asher?
Rav
Asher Weiss. Good.
Rav Asher Shlita.
And for that, we're going to sidetrack to another discussion. What is the topic of his Shut? I don't include most of the discussion of this Shut. This question he was asked was the following. I'm a person who doesn't open bottle caps on Shabbos. My friend opens bottle caps on Shabbos. Can I ask him to open my bottle cap on Shabbos? In that discussion, he covers our topic. Okay? His conclusion about opening bottle caps on Shabbos after the whole discussion is that there is no other shita. Opening bottle caps on Shabbos is clearly usur, so you can't rely on your friend because he's doing the wrong thing. Fine. That is not our topic today. That's a side point. We're focusing on what for him was a side point, but for us is our main point. As in, I am here in Eretz Yisrael, keeping 2 days of Yontif. My friend is an Israeli, keeping 1 day. Can he do malacha for me? And where does this discussion come up in Hilchos Shabbos? So he starts with two parallel discussions. One, the Gemara says that we have people who have what's called a tchum. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to travel. You have to stay within your city limits. How far are you allowed to go out of city limits? You're allowed to go 2,000 amos. If you do what's called an erev tchumin, that means that I'm going to leave a certain amount of food 2,000 amos away, and then I can go to there and go 2,000 amos further. So let's say I didn't do that without getting into the Eretz Chum, and I have my Chum, and I own a field somewhere. I own something somewhere. And it's not within my city limits. I can't get there on Shabbos. I have a friend who lives near that. So I say to him, would you mind stopping by to check out my Sada? Make sure nobody ran away with all the grapes on your Shabbos? So the Gemara says, you are allowed to. Mutter. You could tell your friend, Shmor li peirot shebetumcha, v'ani eshmor lecha peirot shebetchumi. Make a deal. You watch my sada that's near you, and I'll watch your sada that's near me. And why is that allowed? And with that, we have a machloket between the Ran and the Rashba. The Ran says, you could have arranged houses and erev tchumin to see your son then? Your son then was too far away. He was 3,000, 4,000 miles away. What could you have done? You could have put food there. You could have built it up, because you're only allowed to go to city limits. So if I build houses, make my city wider, it's within my city limits. So you could have done that. Therefore, you're allowed to have others do it for you. That's the Ron's answer. The Rashba's answer? For that guy, it is Heter Gamor. He is totally within his city limits. There is no problem with him doing it, so therefore it's allowed. What nafkamina does that make between those two answers? And I'll ask it again with his second example. Second example, you make early Shabbos, or you stay in yeshiva for Shalosh Shuras and it's late after Shabbos. They're still going and singing and it's lovely. Your friend didn't, and therefore he can now do malacha. He already got Maariv, he already made Avdallah. Can you ask him to do malacha for you? No. The answer is yes. You can ask him to do malacha for you. Why? Because both of those reasons still apply. One, you could have made Havdalah. That's the Ron's answer. And you also could do malacha. You could have not accepted Shabbos early. You could have also done malacha. Therefore, you're allowed to ask him to do malacha for you. The Rashba, for him it's mutter. For him it's mutter. That applies. So therefore, you're allowed to ask him. So the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch has paskened. You accept Shabbos early, or you're keeping Shabbos late. It's to seven Shabbos for you. Somebody else is not keeping Shabbos yet, or already is made of galah. You are allowed to ask them to do malacha for you. That is mutter. L'chachila, you can ask them to do malacha for you. Both the Rashba and the Ron agree to the din. They disagree as to the reason. Now with that in mind, and when it comes to some of the Menuchot Shabbos, it's that Rashba and Ron becomes a machloket Magen Avraham and Taz, meaning same idea, who says it, applying it to that case, fine. But either way, those are the two reasons. Now let's come back to two reasons. One is, for me, it's I could have done it, and two is, for him, it's not a problem.
So I could have done it is the Ron?
Is the Ron. And Rashba says, for him it's not a problem. For him it's Heter Gamor. Okay? Keep those two reasons in mind. Now let me ask you. Ben Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. I'm from Chutz La'aretz. For me it's Yontif. You're from Eretz Yisrael. For you it's not Yontif. Can I ask you to do Malacha for me?
Yes. Lo Tikun Yisrael.
Thank you.
Because you couldn't have done.
You want to explain, Elon?
Well, yeah, because you couldn't have done yourself.
Because
if you hold that it was yom tov for you, that it's definitely yom tov for you.
Yeah.
Then it's yom tov for you. There's nothing. It's not like there's any way you could have done that malacha.
Yeah.
But if you hold that it's just it's what's up for him, then you're done.
Exactly. Okay. Because for you it's yom tov, you have no way of it not being yom tov for you. It's not like early Shabbos. I could have made regular Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos. I could make Havdalah and then just do Malacha. It's not up to me. It's Yantif for me. So therefore, I can't ask this person to do Malacha for me, says the Ron. According to the Rashba, for him it's Heter Gamor. Is it Yantif for him? No. So the Rashba would say, you can. And therefore, when it comes to the din here, says Rav Asher Weiss, that we are Machmir, or certainly a Yari Shemayim Yachmir Alatzmo would be Machmir in this regard. That was the answer of Rav Asher Weiss. Source 10, the Shmiras Shabbos Kilchata, discusses the same question. Ben Chutz La'aretz Shechayav L'Shmor Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiot Asur Lo Lomar L'Chaveru Ben Eretz Yisrael L'Shmor Malacha. You cannot ask, tell your friend to do malacha for you. V'gam Halo Lo Yaseh Me'atzmo Malacha Over Ben Chutz La'aretz, and he shouldn't volunteer. V'tov Sheben Chutz La'aretz Gam Lo Yitzarev El Ben Eretz Yisrael B'Nesiyah B'Mechonit. So too, you shouldn't join him in the car. But if you read Shmiras Shabbos Kilchata only in the top, that's the halacha. But in the footnote, he very often has a different psak or a more lenient psak, which is why it's very important to read it in the Hebrew with the footnotes. English doesn't have the footnotes at all. What does he say in the footnote? Hera Pei, Lo dami lahad debir siman. I typed it up, so there's typos. Raise sound hill, say you get time. What is that? That's the discussion about Tosefet Shabbos, about asking somebody to do malacha for you on Erev Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos. The Shamati Mer Shlomo Zalman Orba Shlita. The Shani Hamdam Arei Atzibur Lo Kibluim Et Shabbat. Vashu Atzmo Kibul Et Shabbat Mikom Makom Hu Yodei Sheitz Lacherim Be'Emet Adayin Chol. The whole Tzibur didn't accept Shabbos. He did. And even though he accepted Shabbos, he knows for them it's not Shabbos. Masha Enkin B'Yom Tov Sheni Machmirim Sovrin Dar Yisei Chashuk Yilu Ha'ben Chutzar It's the Supa Be'Emet Rachshav Yom Tov Rechol. This guy doesn't know whether it's Yom Tov Rechol. He's keeping Yom Tov Sheni because of the Suffolk Minag Avotenu B'Yadenu. So therefore, he can't ask the person to do malacha for him. But Umihu L'Maisa Halach L'Maisa Rabim Noagim LaHakel. Many are lenient. D'Mikevan Shebezman Hazeh Hu Rak Mishum Minag Avotenu. Since the whole reason is because it is only the minag of our forefathers, and I say only, meaning in the proper way, minag of our forefathers is very important, but still only. Lachen Kashuv Keilu Haro Reach Yodei L'Shebnei Eretz Yisrael Zevadaichol. It's not that I'm not sure. It's I'm sure it's not for him. V'lachein b'tzir of shita d'chacham tzvi, who said that anyway I should be keeping one day, Rabbi Mikilim. So says, Shmir Shabbos Gilchata, in the footnote, Rav Neubert says, we are lenient, or many are lenient, because it makes sense that we know now that it's really not Eretz, it's really not Yom Tov, and we're only keeping it because of Minag HaGotenu B'Yadenu. Chazon Avadja, Rav Avadja Yosef himself says,
Israeli can do
malacha for you. And in fact, Chazon Avadja, Rav Avadja Yosef, in source 11, says, Ben Chutz La'aretz, Shalal Eretz Yisrael, B'dayta Lachzor, he's planning on returning, Mutar Lomar Leben Eretz Yisrael, Lasot Lo Malacha, B'yom Tov Sheni Shalgolio, B'chein HaMinog. He may ask a person who lives in Israel to do a malacha for him on the second day of Yom Tov, and that is indeed the minhag. So that is why when you go to these hotels, which are meant for B'nai Chutzlar, to come stay in Eretz Yisrael, and it's the second day Yom Tov, are the kitchens on the first day Yom Tov, they're following the laws of Yom Tov, because it's Yom Tov here in Eretz Yisrael too, and you're not allowed to have them do malacha for you. But on the second day Yom Tov, what standard are they following? They're standing the following the standard of Eretz Yisrael. It's Eretz Yisrael here. They're allowed to do malacha, so they're going to do malacha on behalf of all the hotel's guests. What allows that? What allows that is that you're allowed to ask them to do malacha for you. One second before I take your question. There's a sefer called Yom Tov Sheni Kilchata. He is more machmir on this question. He says, a ben chutz laretz may not ask a visitor from Eretz Yisrael to perform malacha for him on Yom Tov Sheni, nor may the visitor volunteer to do so. That's when it's in the chutz laretz. Sorry, let's try again. Ben chutz laretz in Eretz Yisrael. According to most authorities, a ben chutz laretz may not ask a ben Eretz Yisrael to perform malacha for him on Yom Tov Sheni, even with a hint, even if he asks before Yom Tov. If he asked, the ben Eretz Yisrael still may not oblige him. But if a ben Eretz Yisrael performs malacha, ben chutz laretz may derive benefit from it. Though he's machale, you can't ask him to like cook something because you're allowed to cook, so you're allowed to ask him to do that. And a ben Eretz Yisrael may perform malacha on his own initiative for a ben chutz laretz in Eretz Yisrael. And regarding traveling, he said not to go with him in the car. Regarding day and a half, can you ask them to do malacha for you? So I once went and asked Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal about this Rashba Ran, how it applies to the second day of chutz laretz, and I suggested that they could both still apply and they could both allow it in his shita, that it's I'm just not keeping malacha, which means I'm aware that it's not yontif because I'm not keeping the second day of yontif. I'm not saying hallel, I'm not having a second seder, I'm not doing everything else for yontif. And he accepted he said that is a valid chiddush that I made. So I was very proud of it. He accepted something I said, so he said to me that. So you can ask him if you're doing a day and a half. In addition, I have the following story of a psak I got from him, and two follow-up questions I asked him, and then I'll take your questions because we'll end. I had a reason on my last Shavuos here when I was going back, that I had an event in Yerushalayim that I was supposed to attend. And I was in yeshiva for Shavuos, and this event was on the second day of Shavuos in Yerushalayim. So I went and asked Rav Lichtenstein. I said, I'm keeping a day and a half. Can I, on the second day, get a ride to go to this event in Yerushalayim? And Rav Lichtenstein said to me, go ask Rav Shlomo Levi if Yerushalayim to Alon Shvut is within the Tchum. Again, Tchum we just covered, you're not allowed to travel out of city limits. What do we define as city limits? Where it's inhabited, populated. Okay, you're not allowed to go into no man's land. So he said, check if within the distance of 2,000 amos, whatever, there's people all along the way. And if so, then it won't be a problem of Tchum. And he said, and if there's no Tchum problem to go to Yerushalayim, meaning, because if I'm not allowed to do malacha, I'm not allowed to go where there's no Tchum, or go out of my Tchum. So he said, and if there's no problem with Tchum, he says, then you could get a ride, because it's possible, Wizel Lashon, he said it, it's possible that getting in a ride in a car might not even be a derabanan. He didn't say it's not a derabanan. You can't quote Rav Lichtenstein as saying getting a ride in a car is not a derabanan.
It might not be
a derabanan.
It's definitely not deraita.
It's getting a ride is definitely not deraita. Driving the car is definitely deraita because you're burning things. Okay. But he said, so there, and I want to ask Rav Shlomo Levi, and he said it wasn't a problem. It's chum. And why does Rav Shlomo Levi know? He said he paskins a lot of shilas for doctors and nurses here who travel to Yerushalayim, to Shari Tzedek and Karim. And so he has to answer a lot of those questions. So I went to Rav Shlomo Levi, he said it wasn't a problem. Chum. In the end, I didn't have to go to the thing in Yerushalayim, so I didn't take advantage of this tzedak. But indeed, I got such a tzedak from Rav Lichtenstein, that's all. But one other thing that came up was the series of questions. First, I had a friend, a chavruta, who was the son of Rav Rosenzweig, shlita at YU, and he told me his father told him that on the second day, when he's doing a day and a half, he can do the Isurei Derabbanan. And then somebody else told me, I don't know, certain things that you're allowed to do in private and not in public. I heard a bunch of different psaks. And then the question came up of people asking, oh yeah, so I'm not doing the second day yontif, I'm just doing a day and a half. Should I hear kiddush from somebody who is doing a second day yontif? Should I attend their Seder? So, and some of them were told by Rav Lichtenstein that indeed, if they can, they should. Meaning, if somebody there is keeping 2 days Yontif and is saying, so why not hear him make Kiddush before I eat? Why not?
It's not like you can do it anyway.
You can do it anyway, but maybe it's better just one extra thing and I'll be Yotze and him have me in mind. So I went to him, I said, wait. If we're saying that it's Issur Malacha and it's the second day, so what allows us to say that this is, why can't I do the Issurei Derabbanan? Or if I'm saying I'm not doing the Mitzvah Rayom, why go here in Kiddush? So Lichtenstein said to me, that was one of the times he repeated the story about the Rav 1935 visiting Eretz Yisrael, and he said, but it comes down to how we're really viewing this second day, according to the day and a half Shita. Is it that really we think we should be doing 2 days of Yontif, but because we're afraid of, Baal Tosif or Bracha Shalavatello or doing extra, so therefore I'm not going to do the Mitzvah Yom, but I'm still going to do, be makir not to do Malacha? Or is it that really I'm keeping 1 day of Yontif, but because I know I'm Ben Chutz La'aretz, I'm not going to do Malacha the second day, meaning the 1.5 doesn't really have to be, is it 1+ or 2-? He didn't use those terms. I came up with that right now. Okay, but meaning how in the middle between 1 and 2 is it? So if it's really number 2, so then you're more likely going to not do certain malachot. In other words, you'll be more machmir even on the Isurei Derabbanan. And you'll likely want to go hear Kiddush from someone else. I know somebody who told me that he sat through the Seder anyway. He didn't do the Seder. He didn't read any of the parts of anyone else. But he sat there and participated. Okay. Or on the other hand, is it really 1 day? And then since it's 1 day, I'm just not doing Malacha. So if I'm just not doing Malacha, I can just not do the Malacha's Doraita. But when it comes to Malacha Derabbanan, I can do it. Or I can do a Malacha Betzina, like I can wash my hands with hard soap. Nobody's gonna. Meaning, where do you draw that line? is why there's that whole array. So he said, so he, I told him, Rav Moshe Zweig said to his son that he can do the Isurei Derabanan when he's doing the day and a half Shita. And he said, yeah, that's valid within that range. That certainly falls within that range. So that was indeed the Pesach I got from Lichtenstein. Now I'll take your questions because we're ending.
Yes. In a case where you are keeping 1.5 days because you're doing 2 minus as opposed to 1 plus,
yeah,
would it be wrong to ask another Ben Kul who is holding by the Pesach of 1 day, even though he knows he's returning to do
No, if a guy's keeping 1 day, he's keeping 1 day. Unless you think the Chacham Tzvi is wrong and you shouldn't be keeping 1 day, he's relying on the Chacham Tzvi. If you think he's doing something wrong, then you can't ask him to help you. That's like asking somebody who you disagree with his Yipsak. Okay, but here, he has a different Yipsak. He's keeping 1 day. So if he's keeping 1 day following that Yipsak, so you're allowed to ask him to do it. Okay? Shkoyach, thanks for coming. That was a very fascinating topic. Thank you.